Good morning. Morning, everyone. I'm going to tell you one of my favorite stories. It's about a boy named Troy who was hiking with a group. He was about 8 years old. He was a little older than you guys. And he was hiking with a group of Boy Scouts. And they were in the mountains and they were hiking. And this big group of Boy Scouts broke up into two groups. There was a fast group and a slower group. And Troy was in the slower group. And he decided that he was going to go into the faster group. So he said, I'm going to go in the faster group. So he ran ahead and he went as fast as he could. And he was running. And he kept going and going. And all of a sudden, he looked down and the trail was getting, it looked like it was disappeared. And he thought, uh-oh, I better go back and find the trail. But he was kind of disoriented. So when he went back, he started going off even further. And pretty soon, he couldn't find the trail at all. And not only that, but when he finally realized he was lost and he was yelling out and he was blowing his whistle, the other groups had already gone, long gone. And they didn't realize he was gone until they got all the way to the end, because the group that was in front said, where's Troy? Oh, he's in the back group. And the group in back said, oh, where? I don't see Troy around. Oh, he went up with the other group. So they didn't realize he was gone till they were all the way down. And Troy, it started to get dark, and he was lost in the wilderness in the mountain, and he was scared. And what did he do? What do you think he did? He prayed. He prayed, and he was getting really cold, so he got underneath some bushes and some shrubs, and he just curled up there, and he started to go to sleep. And you know what happened when he was sleeping? This big animal came up, and it slept right next to him. And this animal, and he didn't know what it was, but it was really warm. It was a huge animal. And it stayed with him that whole night. And it kept him warm and it sheltered him from the wind. And then in the morning, the animal got up early. And you know what he heard when he woke up? He heard rescuers. And his dad was in there and they were calling for him. Troy, Troy. And he said, here I am. And he got united with his family and his dad. He told his dad what happened. And they went and looked where he was laying. And there in the ground was where they could see that the animal was laying. It was pressed the ground down and they could see where the big animal was. I think it was like a deer or an elk or something. So anyway, do you think God sent the animal there? He sent the animal to help Troy, didn't he, and keep him warm and safe, because it was really scary and he could have frozen to death. And so they were so thankful and they prayed to God and thanked God for saving him, okay? Let's say a prayer, okay? Okay, bow your heads. Dearest Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for sending the animals that you gave to us to be our friends and for taking care of us in situations that could be dangerous and scary. We thank you so much for watching over each one of us and for sending your protection in all different ways. We praise you and thank you. Amen. Amen.